In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, Victor, Redeemer, Savior, I greet all of you fellow heirs of that resurrection victory and hope. I share with you some words of St. Paul from the 12th chapter of Romans, the words that I chose for the basis of my sharing this morning follow upon that opening appeal as Paul has laid out that complete and perfect sacrifice of Christ, which has fulfilled all. And he goes on, I appeal to you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And verse 11, never flag in zeal, be aglow with the Spirit, serve the Lord. Pleased to be with you on this day to share in this festival, the remembrance and celebration that goes on of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But even as I am here, I feel somewhat strange, because a part of me still feels that I really belong there sitting in the pew with you. Some 20 plus years ago, used to gather regularly in this place. I guess I let my age out on that one. And shared in many experiences in the ministry of the Word and the celebration of that hope which we have. And so it is those memories, I guess, that I bring somewhat with me as I share with you. Being here in a different role under different circumstances, but still feeling a little bit of me still feels a part of where many of you are as a part of this educational, growing, inspiring part of your lives. And I guess I have many positive feelings about those roots here in this place, many memories of how God used the ministry that went on here to help me to grow in my own spiritual process. I'm here today because I'm on campus as part of a meeting that is going on, a meeting of the Indiana District Board of Directors of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. We will be here today and tomorrow. And it took a lot of extra bother and planning, I guess, to be here at this particular point this morning. I guess I am not one of those people who is an early riser, and so being up before the chickens to begin the journey probably wouldn't have been my normal course of events on this day. Not that regular routine on a Friday. And yet, I don't think I regretted that at all. I was not reluctant to set aside these 2 days because of what I have found to see happen in the ministry of the church as God's people gather together, share and uplift and encourage, and also set a vision about that task that we have as his disciples. You know, sometimes when conventions are schedules and meetings, it would appear as though the place, the location of the meeting is more an appeal than the actual meeting itself. If one reads about a meeting that is scheduled in Orlando, Florida, one has the sneaking suspicion that what might have been part of on the people's mind is that that location being near some attractions probably would make it even more exciting for the people to come and encouraging them to come. I don't think that's true necessarily of my being here today. Although the place is beautiful and has all those memories, I'm not here because somehow it is located next to some attraction like Disney World, or that the accommodations will rival the Hyatt Regency with fancy restaurants and deluxe king-size waterbeds. I am here again because of the ministry of the Word through God's people that I have come to know, those associated with the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. And when I accepted this invitation, it wasn't somehow to talk just about the LWML. But I found as I was working on some of the projects and some of the texts that have to do with something we're going to be talking about today, and that is the June convention coming up in Evansville, which has the theme to be aglow in the Spirit, picking up this phrase from Romans 12:11, I found that it seemed to fit. As I was reflecting on that text and that encouragement of St. Paul, I suddenly began to reflect and say, you know, my association with the LWML, in spite of all the extra demands sometimes of meetings and being away from the parish and still knowing there's some things back there I have to do, that somehow there was always that sense of anticipation that as I became a part of that process of ministry with these people of God, that I found this kind of thing happening, that there was a sense that somehow when I came to those gatherings and left, that my spirit was somehow aglow, it was uplifted and encouraged because of the ministry of these people of God. And I think everyone who came there, sometimes coming, you had to rush to get there, and you had all these things on your mind, but as you came a part of that process, somehow something happened. And that's something that really is a part of that ministry of the Word, that as we gather here in this place, or any place where the people of God share that good news, that one of the purposes is somehow to help us to do what Paul says here, and as Arnton Gingrich translates that, see, I still have that book in the shelf back at my office, to maintain the spiritual glow. And that's not easy always in the day-to-day ministries that we have, the day-to-day struggles where perhaps you are at this moment with what's on your mind and what you are struggling with. Luther, as he was commenting on this text in his commentary on Romans, talked about the opposite of being fervent in the Spirit. He says that those who snore and yawn and are lukewarm in all their efforts are the people who break this command, and they achieve nothing by their works but only dissipate them. Even the religious and the priests literally snore during their prayers, he says, even physically. So if somebody is doing that right now, would you nudge him so that he's alert and alive to what's happening here? To say nothing of the sleepiness of the minds, and they do everything with the greatest laziness. Here the apostle, therefore, is speaking against this deadly sin of akedia, which he defines as meaning tedium or boredom or indifference. And then he goes on to refer to the term that's used in Revelation about being neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. Do we sometimes have that happen in our lives? I think we do. Do we experience perhaps a kind of spiritual burnout? Then we need, again, that ministry of the Word, the good news of the gospel that we can come together and celebrate and share. Jesus lives, the victory's won. And that means he's turned everything around. My defeats, my despair, my death has been turned to victory. That's a new perspective, a new beginning. And that's what makes the difference. One man in the book of Acts is described as having this particular quality of being aglow in the Spirit, and that was Apollos, referred to in Acts 18. And even though he didn't have all of the theology straight, being a little mixed up on the theology of baptism and had to be instructed, it points out that he was fervent in the Spirit. He was aglow with the Spirit. Describes him as an eloquent man, a man who had a talent, an ability, a God-given gift that he had developed and was able to use. And it also describes him as being well-versed in the Scripture. He had studied, he had learned. And then finally it says he used both to serve Christ, to proclaim him boldly. Isn't that what we all are doing, whether we're students or in our daily struggle and walk with the Lord? We are developing those gifts that God has given us. We are directing it by that word as we continue to study and learn from him. And by his power, we would use it, both of those, our skills and our learning, to serve the Christ. That's what makes it possible to be aglow in the Spirit. And we pray, God, that that process will go on within your lives, not only just in these years that you are on this campus, in this place, but a continual process of never flagging in zeal, but maintaining the spiritual glow and thereby serving the Lord. In his name, we pray this. Amen.